Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Brachas Daf Hey Amad Aleph. Brachas 5A. Pagination page 9. In the wide lines, about midway, when you're going from top to bottom, last word on the line is Omar. There's a little dot there in most editions. The topic that we're dealing with is dealing with challenge. It's related to mitzvahs in a general sense from the pasuk of Shema, believing in Hashem as one and only. And how does one have emunah, trust, when something bad or uncomfortable appears to be happening to a person? So we believe in a Hashem who is goodness, and why would he allow something challenging to happen to the person? So the starting point of understanding this is very simple. We have this by Avram. Challenges that occurred to him are called nisyonos. And the word nisayon, which is understood to mean challenge, comes from the word nes, which means a banner. That means that until now, Avram's strength was potential strength. But once you challenge him, it comes to the fore and everyone can see the strength. It becomes a banner of who Avram really is. Take the example of the Akedah. Until now, no one would know that he's willing to sacrifice even the most dear thing to him, to Hashem. Now we go through the challenge and it becomes clear. You take what's potential. I love Hashem, but it's in my heart. And you take it and you manifest itself. You show it. And that's called a nisayon. It becomes a nes, a banner. It could very well be that when we talk the word nes, referring to the word miracle, it's really the same thing, but it's in the reverse. It's not coming from a human being, it's coming from Hashem. Hashem says, I have a lot of devotion to Klal Yisrael, but until I make a nes, until I make a miracle, you don't see it. I split the sea, it's a nes, and then you see how much I've manifested, how much I truly love you. And that's the starting point when you come to the concept of nisayon. Hashem, as part of a person's life challenges, is giving him the opportunity to prove who he really is. The Gemara here, though, approaches yesurim, which means difficult times, in a very distant type of way. The final statement on the Gemara on Amud Beis is, you know, we'd rather not have it. We don't ask for this. And it's difficulty that the Gemara is addressing right now. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chisda. Rava said, and some say it was Rav Chisda, in Roa Adam sheyesurim ba'im alav, if a person sees that difficult times are coming upon him, Yefashbish b'maisav, he should analyze his behavior. Because maybe Hashem is reminding him, is showing him something that he's not doing right. The Gemara on Amud Beis has a case where a person's wine went sour, turned into vinegar, and the Chachamim came and visited him and said, you know, you're not treating your workers properly. And they analyzed it and he made good, and the Gemara actually says that the value of vinegar became equal to wine, so that he didn't even take a loss. By the time he corrected it, Hashem came through, and it was simply a reminder in his case to pay attention to something. So that's Yefashvesh B'maisav. He should pay attention to his behavior. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nach Pesad Rechenu V'Nachkoro V'Noshuva Ad Hashem. We're going to analyze and we're going to return to Hashem. And that's Pishpesh, to check into your behavior. Pishpesh V'lo Matza. What happens if I checked into it and I did not find anything? Yitla B'Vitol Torah. You should assume that it's because you're wasting time from studying Torah. You're not learning enough. Shenemar, Ashrei Hagevra Sheyasrenu Ka. Lucky is the person that Hashem causes Yisurim to him. Umitorascha Selamdenu. And the result should be that he should learn more Torah. Now, the Ben Yehoyada from the Ben Ish Chai asks, How could it be that he analyzed his behavior and he didn't find anything, and then we're telling him, well, if you analyzed your behavior, you didn't find anything, it's probably Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is a very big Aveira. Person is living in this world, he's supposed to be learning Torah to the max. Come closer to Hashem, read the love note. How could it be that he checked all his behavior and he couldn't find? He says, I'm doing fine. Oh, step number two, that's to check into Bittul Torah. Why didn't that show up during the first check? And the Ben Yehoyada observes, very perceptive, that Bittul Torah is not an easy thing to assess. A person can always argue that, well, I needed that time for relaxation, I needed that time for parnosa, I needed that time. So I had a good heta why I wasn't learning Torah. But when he checks into all his behaviors and he has nothing that he could attribute this difficulty to, as a reminder, then he should reassess his Bittul Torah assessments and think that maybe he was a little bit too lax in allocating time. Beginning of the next line, we're on Hey Yamad Aleph in Brachas, V'imtala v'lo matza, and if he checked into his Bittul Torah status and he did not find anything to attribute it to, v'yadua, bottom line, if Yisurim are coming and you can't attribute it, she Yisurim shel Ava heim, these are Yisurim troubles of love. So Rashi explains that Hashem will sometimes make things more difficult, even if you don't deserve punishment, simply to increase your reward in the world to come. Now, to appreciate that depth of statement, perhaps we can use a mashal of a person on an exercise bike, and the coach comes over and says, the exercise bike tension is on 2, you can do better. And he slams it up to 7. And now the guy is schwitzing away. But the coach says you could do it. It's not a punishment. No one's punishing you. The first approaches were, maybe Hashem is punishing me, he's reminding me, he's guiding me. And then, if none of that is true, it could be that Hashem's just making it more difficult. Because the more difficult a mitzvah is, l'fam tzara agra, is the greater reward. That, of course, is provided that you don't collapse under the strain. And that's what the Gemara says. Yes, Hashem Yehav, Hashem Yochiach. Hashem loves you. Hashem causes a rebuke-type relationship where he's making it difficult for you, but it's not a punishment. Drop down about 4 lines. Towards the end of a line is the words Peligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi v'Rebbe. This should be on the facing page. You see it? Peligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi v'Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. There was an argument how to fully understand attributing things to be Yisurim shel Ava, that it's Yisurim of love. Chadam, or some say, Elu em Yisurim Shalava kol she'en ba'em Bittul Torah, if there's no Bittul Torah. So Hashem turns up the tension, and you keep learning. On the contrary, you might even be learning better now. Mitoch hadchak, because of the stress and everything, you really put your mind to it. Shenema ashrei gever asher teyasyonu ka'u mitoros chaslam denu. V'chadam, or Elu em Yisurim Shalava. You want to know a definition of Yisurim Shalava kol she'en ba'em Bittul Tefillah? That the person does not end up downgrading his tefillah. Sometimes stress is so great that you can't daven. You're up against the wall. You're not great enough to meet the stress. So that's not Yisurim Shalava. Yisurim Shalava is that you're still able to cope to the point that your davening becomes better. You say, Hashem, I'm totally in your hands. That's Yisurim Shalava. The person is becoming greater because of the challenge. Let's turn the page, and we'll see that as much as the Gemara addresses this possibility, and Hashem as our coach could do this to us, but it's not such a simple thing. Dropping down about a quarter of the way down the page, the end of a line, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, must be about 25 lines down. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba cholash, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was sick, Olegabe Rabbi Yechanan came to visit him, Omalei, and he said to him, Chaviven alecha yisurim, are you enjoying the troubles? Are you doing well with it? Is it enhancing your closeness to Hashem? Omalei, and he answered, Lohein velo scharon, I don't want them, and I don't want the reward. I understand the deal over here, and I'm not doing well with the deal. Amalei, he said to him, Havli yedeich, give me your hand. Yoav lo yedeich, he gave him his hand, v'ukme, and he lifted him up. Through a prayer, through a whatever. But he was able to pull him out of it. Rabbi Yechanan himself once had this. Chalash olegabe Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amalei chaviven alecha yisurim. Do you enjoy it? Is it doing well for you? Amalei lohein velo schara, no. Amalei havli yedeich, give me your hand. Yavla yedei v'ukmei. He took his hand and he lifted him out of bed or whatever. He was suffering, he pulled him out. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan was the one in the previous case who was able to pull the other one out. So amai lukim Rabbi Yechanan l'nafshei, why couldn't he pull himself out? Amri, the secret here is, in chavosh mater atzma bevesu asurim, a person cannot get himself out of trouble. You need someone else to reach out to you to help him. Tremendous insight in chesed. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.
Somebody